The Federal Trade Commission is suing Ameridet over allegations it bilked hundreds of thousands of customers. NPR's Jack Speer reports.
In its complaint, the government accused Ameridet of charging consumers hidden fees. Money, it says, went not to pay off their creditors, but instead to line the pockets of top executives at the company. The FTC also accused the Maryland-based firm of touting itself as a nonprofit credit counseling service while funneling money to a web of affiliated for-profit companies. Joel Winston is with the FTC's Division of Financial Practice. He explains what the government alleges Ameridet was doing.
The way the operation worked is Ameridet advertised its credit counseling services and then induced people to sign up to their program. They then immediately switched the contracts to an affiliated company owned by essentially the same individual called DebtWorks. That company provided all of the servicing functions for the consumer's payment plans, and in return made a very handsome profit from the fees that consumers paid.
The government also maintains the credit counseling service failed to properly educate consumers about their finances and did nothing to teach them about how to manage debt. Zenda Sellers is in-house counsel for Ameridet. She blames a maze of conflicting state laws, as well as a lack of uniform federal regulation, for problems in the credit counseling industry. She says the company's position will come out in court.
We are going to defend ourselves very vigorously against the FTC complaint, and we're looking forward to telling our side of the story.
But at a time personal bankruptcies are reaching record levels, consumer groups hailed the government's lawsuit. Travis Plunkett is with the Consumer Federation of America. He says for too long, companies like Ameridet have sought to pass themselves off as charitable credit counseling firms with the best interests of consumers at heart.
We now have a lot of aggressive, profit-oriented firms that are making a great deal of money masquerading as charitable nonprofit organizations. The trick for consumers and for regulators, for that matter, is separating the two categories out.
In addition to seeking to block Ameridet from misrepresenting the fees it charges, the government says it will also seek restitution for customers it claims were deceived by the company. Ameridet, which touts itself as the friend of consumers in crisis, currently has around 90,000 customers nationwide. The company already faces lawsuits in several states. Jack Speer, NPR News, Washington.